You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, I have the pleasure to be speaking with Diane Beckett, Executive Director and Administrator of LiveWell Assisted Living Incorporated on WCHL. And we are going to be discussing alternatives to traditional assisted living. So happy that you're joining us, and welcome, Diane.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
This is going to be wonderful. I am really looking forward to hearing about some alternatives to assisted living, because sometimes we need other options. And you have a very lovely home called LiveWell, and I'm excited to hear more about that. But at first, I want to talk about some of the top 10 things that people may not know about your topic, but probably should. The first is, and this is probably true, a very well-kept secret, there are some alternatives to traditional assisted living right here in Chapel Hill.
Exactly. When I started this project back in 2008, there were only two care homes, and care homes are defined by the number of beds. So
okay.
2 6-bed facilities for older adults in Orange County. And when I applied for our licensing for LiveWell, we were the first group to apply in 6 years.
Wow.
So one of our biggest challenges was getting the information out to Chapel Hill residents that there are alternatives. And since we've been licensed, there are now 4 care homes or 6 resident facilities for older adults, and LiveWell being the only one focused on memory care.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Next is that, and I think this is very important because people often don't think of this, dementia residents can still learn new things and create new memories.
Absolutely. At LiveWell, we're committed to lifelong learning, and we see this as an important element of the human life cycle. And for our residents, within the first day that they're here, our new residents, they're learning everything. They have mm-hmm. to learn a new facility, a new mm-hmm. home, new friends, mm-hmm. new environments. I mean, they're constantly having to develop new skills. And so this notion that we stop learning or people with dementia cannot learn is really false. The learning can and does happen. It takes longer. Mm-hmm. And it takes patience, mm-hmm. but it does happen. We expose our residents to new things all the time.
Wonderful. So how do we know when it's time to look at an assisted living community or a care home?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's probably one of the many fears facing family members who are mm-hmm. taking care of their older loved ones and the older folks themselves. I mean, when people are no longer safe, mm-hmm. When you have unexplained accidents or falls mm-hmm. or injuries, it's probably time to start exploring options to living outside of the home.
Okay. So are elders still at risk, though, for falls in smaller communities such as yours?
Well, falls, as you know, is the leading cause of death amongst older adults, and mm-hmm. it's one of the leading causes also here in our own state in North Carolina. So, I mean, like children, older adults fall. I mm-hmm. mean, that's kind of part of the cycle of life. Mm-hmm. When one is admitted into LiveWell, we assume that every individual is going to be a fall risk, if you will.
Sure.
And so along with our nurse and the clinical team, their physician, we put a fall risk prevention plan in place. Mm-hmm. And because of the environment whereby we're able to maintain site supervision, mm-hmm. we've seen a reduction in falls in smaller, more intimate facilities. Mm-hmm. But certainly it's part of the aspect of growing old.
Mm-hmm. And especially with a dementia diagnosis, I think that makes
exactly.
you even more at risk.
Exactly.
So can smaller communities such as yours accommodate individuals with physical disabilities, such as individuals who need wheelchairs, walkers, that type of scenario?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have a couple of our residents now have wheelchairs and walkers and canes. And for us, we see this actually as an opportunity for learning, because mm-hmm. in order to navigate through a new space, mm-hmm. You've got to use a combination of your cognitive and visual and physical abilities. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it's kind of an opportunity, again, for learning.
Okay.
And so, yeah, absolutely.
Great. So I know that, you know, some of the listeners may be familiar with the typical types of activities you may find in an assisted living community or a skilled nursing facility. Are family care homes such as yours able to provide activities in your setting?
Absolutely. And our activity calendar and plans change all the time with each new resident.
Okay.
One of the beauties of a smaller facility is that you're able to really customize activities based on preferences, mm-hmm. interests, mm-hmm. hobbies.
Great.
And for us, the activities are driven by the residents, their own personal interest. And so we're constantly evaluating and adding different activities to our schedule. So, for example, one of our residents had family members abroad. Mm-hmm. And so we began introducing Skype email and
great.
Used that as an opportunity to start training some of the other residents on computers, working with them to use email as a means of communication.
Wonderful. So if you had a resident that moved in, perhaps that was an avid gardener, for example.
Absolutely.
Might you start then to include some art gardening activities?
And gardening and actually relationship to nature is one of the cornerstones of LiveWell. We're situated in the Duke Forest area, so
wow.
we're surrounded by beautiful wooded scenic lot, about 3.5 acres. And we understand and believe the importance of nature in aging, and particularly older adults with dementia. There's something about the natural force mm-hmm. of woods, lakes, mm-hmm. plants that produce a calming effect, but it also grounds dementia residents in the time, mm-hmm. in the moment. There's all kinds of research that indicates the benefits of exposing residents to the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And we rely on it very heavily at LiveWell.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a short break. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I have the pleasure to be speaking with Diane Beckett, Executive Director and Administrator of LiveWell Assisted Living, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I have the pleasure to be speaking with Diane Beckett, the Executive Director and Administrator of LiveWell Assisted Living. And as right before break, Diane, you and I were discussing some of the really sweet features of your community, very personalized features, and we were talking a little bit about your amazing staffing ratio of 1-3 versus the state recommendation of 1-8 for dementia residents. That was your daytime staffing ratio. Do you have overnight staff?
We do. We have an awake night person who is there to basically provide the same kind of safety mm-hmm. and at times comfort for some of our residents who may not be able to sleep at night mm-hmm. for whatever reasons, mm-hmm. as well as to assist them in their, you know, whatever is going on in the evening or latter part of the night, whether they're getting up to want to use the bathroom, of course,
sure.
or maybe they just can't sleep and they need someone to sit with them and talk with them. So
wonderful.
We do. Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, do you have, you often hear, obviously you're specializing in Alzheimer's and dementia care, you often hear of communities that have, I think you call them locked is a terrible word, or mm-hmm. Secured units, mm-hmm. I guess. Is your space secured?
Not in the traditional sense of having a locked down unit,
okay.
but we do offer security and safety, largely based on how the home is designed. It's
okay.
a circular pattern mm-hmm. which allows for 24/7 site supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, because our staff ratio is what it is, it's very easy to make sure we're aware of where residents are.
Mm-hmm.
And as our model is really about engaging them mm-hmm. throughout the day so that they have a meaningful living existence, we're oftentimes bringing activities to them, suggesting new activities, taking them on walks, just trying to create the most inspiring and meaningful day that we possibly can for those residents who have dementia.
So do you allow residents that move in that might be a wandering or elopement risk? Is that okay?
Sure, yeah. Okay. And we have found that by giving people time, really listening, and being available, some of those adverse behaviors, such as wandering, they're reduced. They're less intense. The frequency is reduced as well.
Okay, great.
And we have an awareness of our residents' behavior because we're with them all the time, and our whole approach is relationship based. And so we have a sense of, okay, this is sundowning time, and this person is getting particularly anxious. And so we work very diligently to redirect in creative, fun ways.
And walk with them.
And walk. Yeah, exactly. My background has been in the creative arts. And so in a way, this whole Live Well experience has been a wonderful use of that ability to just think on your feet, to come up with alternatives to some of their, or rather to redirect them, if you will, with alternative experiences, exactly, and activities, and just to imagine, imagine what will work.
So you've talked a little bit about some of your staffing ratio. Do you have any licensed health support available at LiveWell?
Absolutely. We have our weekend supervisor in charge is an LPN, and our resident nurse, registered nurse rather, Sue Davidson, is with us on call during the week, but she also conducts our assessments and our monthly evaluations and our quarterly evaluations. And she and I are in constant contact. She also lives in Chapel Hill. And just talking about all the different ways that we can improve the living experience at LiveWell.
So it sounds like you have a great team that's definitely available that is educated to support those.
Absolutely. And we work with Mobile Rehab, which is also based in Chapel Hill.
Great,
so
great.
They provide physical therapy and a number of other home health agencies.
Wonderful. So does your care team receive any specialized training in dementia?
Yeah, we were very fortunate to work with Linda Farrell, who's a nurse with Therapeutics Alternatives. So every month she comes and gives us specialized treatment, specialized
trainings.
Trainings. Every month she gives us specialized trainings in dementia care. And oftentimes we use our actual cases, our actual residents' situations to train on and to learn and to explore. And I have found that to be particularly helpful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's been really helpful to have someone there who you can bounce ideas off of,
and it's great if you're having challenges and you can really work through, because you have so few people living with you that you can really create a customized plan of care.
Absolutely.
Great.
And it's always changing.
So as far as your care team, I'm assuming you have nurses as well?
A registered nurse, LPN, who is our supervisor in charge on the weekend, OTs, PTs, and of course the primary care physician and the family residents and own medical team.
Wonderful. So I'm sure you must have people beating down your doors to come in.
Yeah, I wish.
What's the admission process like?
Well, it's set by the state. So every resident or prospective resident interested in assisted living has to go through an assessment that's conducted by a nurse. So our nurse, Sue Davidson, conducts a cognitive and physical assessment and evaluation. And we also look closely to the social history. It's important for us to identify those elders with dementia who will thrive in a congregate community setting, who need all the benefits of, if you will, an extended family.
Sure. So I'm actually kind of curious about, and it seems like even every assisted living or family care home has a point where it may be just a little bit too much to care for somebody. What does that point look like for you? Or is it, does that not exist? I mean, are you able by state regs to take Hoyer lifts, or can feeding people with feeding tubes be there? Can you allow people with hospice in? I mean, how does that look for your organization?
Well, one of our main requirements as dictated by our license is that our residents must remain mobile, whether in a wheelchair or using a walker. So that's really the bottom line. As long as there's mobility, we've been able to work with all stages of dementia residents. If residents require on an ongoing basis, skilled nursing.
Mm-hmm. For example, major wounds.
Infusions.
Okay.
That would actually
be the limit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's actually dictated by the state.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a short break. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL. And today I have the pleasure to be speaking with Diane Beckett, Executive Director and Administrator of Live Well Assisted Living. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Care and Connections on WCHL, and I'm here today with guest Diane Beckett from Live Well Care Homes talking about assisted living and alternatives to assisted living on WCHL. Thank you so much for joining us again, Diane.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
So in the last 4 minutes that we have here, I just wanted to talk about a few things. I wanted to talk about some of your resources, but the one thing I really wanted to touch on is just really the heart of the matter, which to me is, what a gift to families. You know, it's such a hard thing for a family to place a loved one and to give up that level of care. You know, they've been doing it for so long, and then suddenly they've made that decision. They just can't manage it any longer. And now to go to, you know, just suddenly passing off that care to a person, but then watching that transition. I've worked in long-term care for a number of years, and watching that family now suddenly be able to have a relationship, that son and daughter relationship to mom again versus that caretaker relationship. Have you noticed that in the time you've been open?
No, that's a really, really good observation. Absolutely. It's a difficult transition for both the older adult, the grandparent or the parent, but also for the children to make that decision to place them outside of their home. And we take that very seriously. And that's part of the reason why we really want to make sure that every single day we apply the resources, the creativity, the love to ensure that their loved ones have a meaningful day, a meaningful life, that we want to demonstrate to the families that we embrace elderhood.
Sure.
We embrace it as an opportunity for continued growth and development, and that we take our role very seriously.
Well, as we finish up for the day today, I would just love for you to give out how people can get a hold of you and to find out more information about Live Well Care Homes.
Absolutely. They should feel free to contact me directly at 919-403-6718, and that's Live Well Assisted Living in Chapel Hill. Our email address is livewellassistedliving@gmail.com, and our website is www.livewellassistedliving.com.
Thank you so much for joining
us
today.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure, definitely.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host again, Nicole Bruno on WCHL. I had the distinct pleasure of speaking with Diane Beckett, Executive Director and Administrator of Live Well Assisted Living today, and we discussed assisted livings and the alternatives to them. Thanks again so much for joining us. Have a wonderful week. And as always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.